وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته يا أخانا أبو يحيى، بارك الله فيك، حفظك الله ورعاك. First thing يا أخي، an advice for you أبا يحيى. If يعني normally when we go out with our families for any kind of purpose, we calculate this stuff. You understand? I'm not telling you this out of pleasing myself or no. I'm telling you this out of an advice and educate you, my dear brother. You understand? When we go out for any kind of purpose with the families, we calculate the time with the prayers. You understand? When we're gonna go out, how we're gonna take from us this and that, so we don't drop in any kind of a hardship situation like that. So normally it's like this. But imagine now you are in a situation that you couldn't, or you don't know when you're gonna go back and when you, and how long I'm gonna take from you. Or qaddar Allah, the situation caused for you to be delayed until the prayer time come, and maybe you will finish. Let us imagine like that. It's the situation that which is exception. You understand? Normally you will go out and you will come back out of your calculation when you know that the time of the prayer will be done in the right way and in the best way and in the best place. You understand? For you and for your family. This is how it's supposed to be. يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا وقودها الناس والحجارة. فأخذ قول الله عز وجل، قول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، خيركم لأهلي وأنا خيركم لأهلي. لابد. Very important. But imagine you are in any other situation. What should I do? The answer is, my dear brother, before I give you a direct answer for your question, I would like for you to know that if the woman in her hijab and in her jilbab, in her proper covering, you understand? It doesn't harm her whatever the people they look to her, and it doesn't harm her whatever the people they say about her. You understand me or not? If she is in a complete cover, wallahi alhamd. So, and this is what, this is the maximum thing that you could do it to yourself and to your family, is for you to put her in a proper shar'i cover, walhamdulillah. Fahimtani amla? كما قال الله عز وجل في القرآن يا أيها النبي قل لأزواجك وبناتك ونساء المؤمنين يدنين عليهن من جلابيبهن ذلك أدنى أن تقر أعينهن ذلك أدنى أن يعرفن فلا يؤذين وكان الله غفور رحيم. قال الله عز وجل Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم order your wives, your daughters and the wives of the believers, the women of the believers, to wear the jilbab from the top to the bottom. If the men recognize them, they cannot harm them. They cannot harm them because they are covered with the hand. Then Allah جل وعلا says, لئن لم ينتهي المنافقون والذين في قلوبهم مرض والمرجفون في المدينة لنغرينك بهم ثم لا يجاورونك فيها إلا قليلا. The end, the meaning of that, the only people who will talk about this kind of women is hypocrites. All is believers. The believers and anyone have faith in his heart, even if he is a sinner and he looked to women, when he see a woman like that, he will feel shy. Because he knows those people are practicing. You understand? So normal. Only the hypocrites and the sick people, they will talk or they will see. Simple as that. So don't worry, they are not going to harm you. Even if they are doing sujood or whatever, or ruku, or they are in the prayer, inshallah they are in the protection. بإذن الله عز وجل كما الله سيد في القرآن. فهمتني يا أخي أم لا؟ وهكذا كنا النساء يصلين في مسجد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. The women used to pray in the same masjid where the Prophet used to pray with the companions. فهمتني يا أخي أم لا؟ And they go out before the man, even before the man they finish the taslim, they are already standing and they are willing to leave. They are ready to leave. My point to you, my dear brother, is you just practice the sharia with the best way and do well. بإذن الله Allah will protect you and protect your family. So now you are in a situation where in need for me to pray, otherwise you're going to lose the prayer. Find any place, safe place and clean that you can pray with your family, and pray with a normal way. On standing, you are in the front, she's in the back, you lead her, imam wa ma'moom wa masha'Allah. Leave whoever want to see, whoever want to talk, you will be in protection بإذن الله عز وجل. Simple as that. حفظك الله.